Today, a story that might cause some of you to question whether or not we human beings really are the smartest creatures here on planet Earth.
Hey, it's Kaylee.
And I'm Phoebe.
And welcome to Gene Shorts. And Phoebe's got some news for us today coming down the ape vine.
Yeah. Let me begin by asking you, Dr. Byers, do you believe you are smarter than a chimpanzee?
Japanese researchers created an intelligence test that pitted humans against chimps.
You know, Phoebe, even though I have a PhD, I PH don't.
First test. Can chimpanzees count from 1 to 9 in the right order?
Well, the audio that you're hearing is actually from an ABC news story from 2007. And researchers from Kyoto University in Japan pitted humans versus chimpanzees in what they call a memory test.
Numeral was, and still get the order they were in right.
Thanks, science. It's a memory test.
Yes, for another tasty treat.
Humans versus chimpanzees is not something I think I would ever want to watch, except in this context. So, what does it look like?
Well, basically, humans and our primate relatives sat in front of sort of like a touchscreen computer. And on that screen would appear a bunch of boxes with numbers in them from 1 to 9.
Now, if you just flash the 9 numerals for a moment, then cover them, can a chimpanzee remember where each numeral was and still get the order they were in right?
And it's only there for an instant, and then they disappear. Once the boxes with numbers in them disappear, the humans and the chimps had to click on the same boxes, but they're blank. And they have to do it from memory in the order that it was originally appearing in.
Can a chimp A, remember where each was, and B, in the right order, even though some were missing? Yes.
And when the chimps got an answer correct, they would get a tasty treat.
For a peanut or other tasty reward.
I'm not sure about the humans, though.
Oh, I was going to say, I would definitely do this if I got a tasty treat, but good for the chimps.
Yeah, good on them. So who do you think would win in a memory test between a human or a chimpanzee?
You know, normally I would have said, like, people, but I have a feeling chimps are pretty food motivated, so it could be a draw.
Actually, chimpanzees did much better than humans in this flash and remember test.
Indeed, the chimps were the ones who seized the day,
leaving the Japanese human researchers scratching their heads.
There was one especially dextile chimp called Ayumu. They were put up against 5 college students. And on the hardest and fastest versions of the tests, he got 80% of the tests correct, and the students only solved 40%.
Team Ayumu all the way on this one. I'm going to guess it's because the college students weren't getting tasty treats, you know, in the form of pizza.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they did afterwards. I don't know. But it's like Ayumu is the, like, chess supercomputer of the memory test. Mm. And these poor humans trying to compete against Ayumu just didn't have a chance. So it sort of had me wondering, after reading about this, what really separates us from our primate cousins / the box selecting champions? And in other words, what makes us us and not them?
Whoa, existential question. I take it that's where the research you brought us in for today is gonna tell us about.
Absolutely. So just this year, there was a new study published by researchers from Yale, MIT, and Harvard that has shown us the genes that make humans human. The genes that pique their interest are actually correlated with neural and cognitive function. And curiously, what stood out to the researchers was not what genes they found humans to have and that primates didn't have, but actually the inverse of that. What genes did the chimpanzees have that humans didn't? So what genes weren't there at all? They were able to identify around 10,000 fragments of DNA that were deleted from the human genome compared to our primate relatives. And those deleted genes and base pairs is what they believe made the genetic expression in human brains just a little different to the other mammals around us. So to explain it, it's sort of like the word isn't, so I-S-N apostrophe T. Imagine if it lost the last 2 letters, and that would make it the word is. IS. So it's a new word and new gene expression because it's lost some of those letters.
Hmm.
There's something to take away from this, right? If you're ever feeling like you need to be something more, try harder, do more, create more, be more, just remember, like, genetically, what makes us human isn't what we are, but actually what we are not.
Pretty interesting.
And that's why... You're not listening, are you?
Hey, I'm taking the chimpanzee test, okay?
All right.
No idea how a emu did it.
Lots of treats, I imagine?
One possible theory. Chimpanzees care more than humans about peanuts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my treats would be cocktails. Maybe those actually wouldn't help.
That wouldn't help with the memory.
No.
No.
No. Phoebe, what a treat. What a treasure it's been to have you here with us today.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's been so great sitting down with you, Kaylee. Thank you.
Let's get some Team Ayumu t-shirts made.
Oh,
what do you think?
Sign me up. I'm there.
Thank you for joining us on this Gene Shorts episode. And just like Ayumu, remember to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now.